Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. There's a good case to be made that NFTs were the biggest story of 2021. Non-fungible tokens taking the world by storm, whether it's digital art or otherwise. We've seen a lot of projects pop up from a lot of big names, including our next guest, Vary Vaynerchuk, had rolled out his VFriends NFTs earlier this year and now has a partnership with Mattel to roll out some real-life use cases for VFriends. And Gary Vaynerchuk, serial entrepreneur, joins us right now to discuss all that. And Gary, as we've been watching, I mean, it was interesting to see you roll out your NFT collection here because it was one that unlocked a lot of real-world use cases, right? And that's kind of something that a lot of NFT projects don't have. And now with this partnership with Mattel to roll out an Uno partnership, a game that I think a lot of us grew up with. I mean, talk to me about where NFTs could be moving in that direction to really unlock real-life use cases.
You know, I think it's a requirement. I think that like any gold rush, any new moment in consumer behavior time, you're going to have a lot of excitement about a certain thing. And look, collectibles and art are a real thing. They're trillions of dollars over the last century. And I think just having a collectible, if you're able to continue to create demand, is a play. I obviously think that there is incredible value of the smart contract, hence why I'm doing VCon and over a 3-year period and other access to me and other opportunities. But I think that this is what I'm doing with Uno here is what I think is going to be required for any project that is more in the collectible space or the intellectual property space. It is going to be the toys, the video games, the streetwear, the television shows, the movies, the collectible toys, the broad market toys, the candy. You've got to build narrative. People have to care about Mickey Mouse or Optimus Prime or Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe or a My Little Pony or a Care Bear to actually create that value. And I'm up for that task. That's what I've been building towards my whole career.
So with that said, let's talk about where you think NFTs are moving. I mean, we just had a guest on who is an artist who basically made $100,000 after a life spent selling flowers on the side of the road over in LA. And we've heard so much about these stories with artwork this year, but it sounds like you think it's going to transition into something even wider, more mainstream. What do you see in 2022?
I don't know if it will come in 2022, but I don't see a world in 2032 where every ticket to every sporting event is not an NFT. I actually am starting to believe that we'll see from retailers by the end of this decade making all their receipts NFTs. There's really an incredible argument as costs come down to make it other chain. You know, Ethereum's expensive to make on. It's the premium place. Its prices continue to come down. There's layer twos like Immutable and others. Then there's also Solana and others. You're going to see the cost so low that it's going to be a question of like, why wouldn't you create an NFT for a membership, for a ticket, for a bracelet to a VIP area, for a receipt, or for an incentive to buy something? There's a reason that there's airline miles. There's a reason why there's credit card points. It's gamification to make you do more consumerization. And I think we're going to see more of that. And plus, just like social media, where people use it to communicate, AKA flex, AKA tell the world who they are. We communicate more with what we buy than what we say. And I don't think people really realize that. And that when that becomes transparent and for everyone to see, humans are going to triple down on that. And I don't think people really understand how big of a deal this is.
Yeah. And especially when we've had people on our show now who have worn NFTs they've purchased during the video interviews. We've seen wearable fashion. And so the world there blending to your point. But you've twice now, I guess, warned about a looming NFT winter and potential for the bottom to fall out. And a lot of these projects, not all of them, but some of them. I guess maybe we haven't necessarily seen the whole space crater because the technology there, I agree, is really what's driving a lot of the adoption because there will be real use cases. But when it comes to those that maybe aren't anything beyond a get-rich-quick scheme, I guess it hasn't happened yet. But when do you see kind of the trigger?
I don't know. I guess. If I knew that, I would, nobody ever knows that. But it was obvious, even as a kid, I was telling a lot of my friends and definitely my older business friends who were buying pets.com and other .coms on Wall Street and stock market that I don't understand how this stock could be worth $220 after it was listed at 8 in the IPO when the company doesn't make any money on the promise that everyone's going to buy on the internet. I was selling wine at the internet on the internet at that point. And I was like, it's not ready. It's kind of how I think about the metaverse. Like, people are not living in Ready Player One just yet. So like buying up the land, you need to be playing very long because we're not there yet. So when you see greed and gold rush and people claim community, but really they just want you to pump the bag so the floor goes up, you know that something bad's going to be on the other side. There's already a lot of projects that are nowhere close to the prices they were this summer. And there's no way of getting out of it because the founding team isn't capable of creating enough demand. This is going to be a game of betting on operators who can create demand through business development, through community, through actually caring about their community and continuously adding value, not just in the form of another NFT to airdrop. And that's going to be a challenge. And, you know, just like Amazon and eBay and other companies came out of the dot-com disaster, there will be the biggest companies in the world, the biggest new intellectual properties in the world will come out of this era. I think this is similar to the 80s with cartoons, Transformers, He-Man, Care Bears, Rainbow Bright, intellectual properties that went on to be billions. That's happening right now. It's just which 15 are they in a sea of 50,000?
Gary, really quickly, you mentioned the metaverse. I've been hearing from a lot of AR, VR people, those who have been in the space for a very long time, who are saying this conversation that's happening isn't necessarily something that's new. It's that you've got everybody kind of jumping in on this buzzword for those, a lot of people who aren't necessarily familiar with the space too. How do you define the metaverse and where do you see it going?
People use it as slang in a lot of different places, but I think the way that people are talking about it is really more virtual and augmented reality, which is why I keep telling a lot of people, like, I fully believe that people are going to spend ungodly amounts of time in VR and AR over the next 20 years. I just think that buying property or virtual goods for the flex of us being in there is a hair premature because there's not enough scale. Nobody's watching this right now knows 1,000 people, 100 people, even 15 people that are spending 5 hours a day in their VR sets, which that would make those assets valuable. Now, if you're talking about metaverse from like the standpoint of one could argue we're living in it now, living in a digital metaverse, changing your profile picture is a thing, all those kind of stuff, you know, that's a whole nother story. And so it just depends on how you want to define it. And that to me is really up to the individual in the context of the convo. I would just say that the AR and VR people are right, but I would also argue that those individuals realize what I'm realizing, which is we're just still not there yet. Meaning there's a lot of people using Oculus, but not to the numbers we need to justify what people are paying for those virtual properties.
Yeah, even the team building on Polygon right now said about a decade out before achieving kind of the metaverse as it's being discussed right now. And a lot could happen in terms of up and down cycles in the next decade. So I agree with some of the warnings you've been putting out there. Still a lot to be careful of. Gary Vaynerchuk, though, a serial entrepreneur, appreciate you coming back on here to chat with us about VFriends and everything else in the NFT world. Thanks again for the time. Got to come back soon.